This is an Audio Holdings production.
The Mystery of the Unsolicited Manuscript.
I think this water's okay.
Well, test it.
Test it how?
You dip your elbow in it. If it feels just a little warmer than your arm, it'll be fine.
Oh, okay.
Don't forget to roll up your sleeve.
Thanks.
Ha-ha.
I need it back.
August 1st. It was a sort of a surprise when Krista had a girl. Well, it was supposed to be a surprise. We didn't want to know beforehand, but just the same, I thought it might be a boy. I don't know why I thought that, since I've got six sisters and no brothers, but anyway, geez, it was a girl. We had a name all picked out. Gerard George Devereaux, my father and Krista's father's names. My mother's name is Mary, so was Krista's mother's name. Mary Devereaux? So we hadn't settled on a girl's name by the time the baby was born, but the second night when they were still in the hospital, Krista was nursing the baby and the baby was snuggled against her breast, eyes closed, her little nose in a pocket of flesh Krista had made with her fingers so she could breathe, and I reached down and stroked the baby's warm little head, and I said, Martha. Krista looked up at me and thought for a moment, smiled. It was Martha, all right. Wherever she had come from, no telling how far she had traveled, that's who she was. Martha.
Oh, here she comes. Daddy's gonna be the baby.
Just be careful.
Of course I'll be careful.
Concentrate.
I'm concentrating.
At first we had a lot of help, like all my sisters and my mother and two brother-in-laws and an aunt and an uncle. They all came down to Toronto in waves. And Krista's dad, Georgie, and her aunts and uncles and cousins, and of course Mr. Piatelli too. He owns the cab company where Krista and I work. He was a great help.
Gucci. Hey, look, she's smiling.